You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Happy new league year, everyone. The 2017 league year is underway, and the Broncos opened it by signing Ronald Leary, a guard formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to count on him to bolster the interior of their offensive line. There are probably more moves to be made. I mean, it's only the first hours of free agency, so just because the Broncos weren't as active as some people thought, I think they'll have plenty to come in the next few weeks. Of course, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on Mason's Mailbag. And after that little soliloquy, let's get to the questions. And the first one, we turn back to the draft from Mike DeSico. I wish Denver would have its own Darren Sproles or Tyreek Hill. Is there a player like that in the draft? Is it McCaffrey? Well, certainly McCaffrey is the number one player of that ilk in the draft, except he's more, I think, than Tyreek Hill. I think he's better built to do more things on offense. I think he's got a little bit better vision in the open field than Tyreek Hill, which is scary because when you watch Tyreek Hill, you know what he can do. But there are other guys, and the one beyond Christian McCaffrey that I would look at is Curtis Samuel out of Ohio State. Does a lot of the same things, not quite the same vision and football instincts, I think, as Christian McCaffrey, but certainly an outstanding player in his own right. Not a first rounder. Christian McCaffrey, I think, is a first rounder. And I think Christian McCaffrey can do more things on offense, but Samuel maybe can bring just as much on special teams and can do some on offense as well. Either way, you're talking about two guys that are home run threats every time they touch the football. And I think the Broncos really could be enhanced if they could come out of the draft with one of those two guys. They've got some outstanding pieces on offense, don't have guys that are necessarily matchup nightmares like those two are, and home run threats like those two are. So certainly the Broncos can find that guy, but you know they'll have to pick him at the right spot. And I think McCaffrey would probably still be the best bet there. Second question from Drew Norm. If we lose DeMarcus Ware in free agency, do you think Shane Ray is ready to step up and handle that role? Well, you can argue that Shane Ray already stepped up and handled that role last year. He played more snaps than DeMarcus Ware. You know, Ware, of course, had the forearm issues, had the back issues in training camp, so you know, he was never quite up to speed. Shane Ray saw more snaps than DeMarcus Ware, had more sacks than DeMarcus Ware. I think he's already handled that role. If DeMarcus Ware moves on, I don't think Shane Ray is going to have to do anything he wasn't already doing. Let's say DeMarcus Ware comes back, and I think DeMarcus Ware slots in as a backup who is relieving Shane Ray rather than Shane Ray relieving DeMarcus Ware, which was the case back in 2015. The bigger question is what happens down the line. Shaq Barrett, can he handle more snaps? Vontarius Dora, they have hopes for him. Maybe they bring Dakota Watson back given his special teams play. And there are some edge rushers in the draft going into the third day the Broncos could have their eyes on. But I think Shane Ray has already shown that he can be a quality starter at outside linebacker and handle that DeMarcus Ware role. The rest is up to him how well he can expand that role and whether he can make himself into a Pro Bowl player. I think he certainly has all the tools and he's headed in the right direction. Thanks for the questions. And if you want it on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.